Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsors.
Do you wake up feeling like your best days have passed you by? Omega-3s are essential to the health of your body and cells. Scientists say an imbalance in the omega-3-6 ratio is a major cause of many illnesses. You need testing to know how healthy your cells are. Without testing, you're only guessing. Test yourself at home and start feeling better today. Find out how by calling Rick Kroll at 305-933-4219. Welcome to the Home Business Success Show. Join us as we speak to home business entrepreneurs for tips, tricks, do's, and even don'ts for running a successful home business. Welcome, everyone. I'm Hank Eater, also known as Hank the PR Guy, host of the Home Business Success Show, and you're listening to BizRadio.us, all entrepreneurs, all the time. We'll meet our guest right after my 2 cents marketing minute. Mindset is a crucial element in business. We must develop a mindset of success and confidence as we step forward each day to help the customers we serve. Our mindset sends unconscious signals that can draw people to ourselves, or it can push them away. Which do you choose? Like everything else in your life and business, it's a choice only you can make. Today's guest, Florian Martinon, went from depression to leadership, and he says this journey hasn't been easy. He used to have no money, health issues, and toxic relationships until he realized the way he communicates with himself and the world could get him everything. Since then, he has been practicing his awakened communication skills, and they open doors to a rich life filled with new and exciting experiences, joy, laughter, and adventures. He launched his business to empower others to master the same communication skills he developed over these last two decades. Welcome to the show, Florian.
Thank you, Hank. And you pronounce my name really, really well. I know as a French person that French is hard for many people, but I think you do a great job at this.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's been many years since I took French classes, but I did. So anyway, that being said, if you would please tell us about what it is that you do.
I think the topic is vast because communication is literally everywhere and in everything. But if I had to sum that up, I'm just creating incredible relationships between people. So it can be from them to someone else or them to themselves. And this is what I love in communication. Knowing it or not knowing it is another topic, but we always communicate. Are we aware of this? Most of us are not. And as you said it, I was depressed a long time ago. I think it was, 12 years ago, it lasted a few years. I was lost. I was only hearing the negative messages I was sent, and I hated that. And I started hating the world. And by doing so, I hated myself as well. And the other way around, it works. So by hating myself, I hated the world. And I want now everybody to live the life I have lived since then, because by learning how to communicate, which to me is about knowing, liking, and trusting myself and others in this world, I have learned how to bring value, massive value, without even forcing anything, without being an expert at anything, just by being myself. And I realized a lot of people struggle with that. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to say it. And when they tell me their story, there is a unique perspective that doesn't allow them to see the greatness they have within themselves. So my work is to have these conversations with people and help them see it, see the greatness, change the story, not exactly the details, not the facts that they think about, but the way they look at facts. So just to give you an example, I helped someone 2 years ago with financial abundance. That's one of my favorite examples. And that person told me, I don't know who I have to be to deserve the money, to have more money in my life? My answer was, scammers and drug dealers make more money in the whole world than you and I can and will make, because black markets make more money and deal with more money than all the legal markets. So who do you think you have to be to deserve the money, considering this? And it's just another perspective on the story. It's, who do I have to be? Hey, are you not enough already? Haven't you suffered enough? Haven't you gone through so many experiences before that make you worthy of money? That's my
So in other words, you're pointing out that, there's some real bad people out there that make a lot of money. What we might even consider scum of the earth. They're making tons and tons and tons of money.
Yes.
And you're a good person, so of course you deserve to make money. You're not like them, and they're making money, and you're a good person, so why do you not deserve to make money?
That's it. Yes, and it's about the way she talked to herself, just saying, I do not deserve money because I didn't prove myself worthy of it. Not enough yet. I noticed that, not enough yet. So basically my work is that it's just give another perspective and allow people to use it or not. I'm not forcing anyone. I hate it. I just love telling them the fun aspect of things that they usually don't see. And this changes everything. So
Right,
that's
there must
it.
be some way that you have that you get into for people these aha moments, because it's one thing to point out something to people, but it's another thing to have them take that step into the actual realization of what it is that you're trying to teach them. There's like a magic moment where there's like a switch in the brain that turns from, okay, this is a great theory, to, wow, that's me, I can do that.
Yes, and the way I bring it is by giving a basic knowledge, generally speaking. So when I talk about self-confidence, for example, most of the time there is a fear behind it. What is fear about? That's basic knowledge. Fear is about running from a danger or perceived danger or avoiding the unknown. It's related. Because by avoiding the unknown, you avoid potential dangers, right? And people who lack self-confidence did not explore the unknown as much as I have, and then they don't know as much as I do. So when we talk about self-confidence, for example, I give the basic knowledge, okay, this is how fear works, and it's normal that you are afraid of the unknown. You do not imagine eating just about any mushroom or any berries without knowing what it is, right? It's okay to run from berries and mushrooms you don't know and not eat it. It's the same. You don't know enough about yourself and about the world around you to have confidence in yourself and the world. It's okay. So that's the first step, the basic knowledge. Generally speaking, it makes sense. And then I personalize the experience. So if it's I don't feel confident enough to do cold calling, for example. Okay, you don't feel confident now. Great, let's talk about it. What exactly are you afraid of in that process? And if you want to, we can do it together and see how it works, what happens. I can give you a baseline that you can test. And then it's kind of tweaking things around, testing things. And it's the fun, the adventure I talk about when I speak about a rich life. It's that part of the adventure. I don't know, so I go there. Instead of I don't know, so I'm avoiding it, which is the normal natural process. I'm giving the basic knowledge and say, okay, now let's run into it, see what happens when we go there. And I am your safety net, basically. I am a safety net in testing things. That's how
So,
I see myself.
in drawing out and encouraging people to have a rich life, that might mean taking some risks because they haven't had that before. But how did you change the way you communicate yourself, the way you communicate with yourself and the world around you?
What is really interesting in that question is that it's the same. The way I look at others is the way I look at myself. And when I observe something I hate in someone else, I think about myself. Okay, why do I react to this? Because if you think of it, if I'm telling you that there was an extermination in the next door galaxy and a whole planet of aliens died, you don't care. It's not personal. It has nothing to do with you. You're not even sure maybe that aliens exist. It's kind of, okay, I didn't even know aliens existed. I don't care. So if anything is affecting me and I want to react to something, it has to do with me. And I look around in the world, what is happening? What do I like? What do I not like? And then I think of how it interacts with me, which is communication, right? It's how communication is about messages sent and received and how they transform in between. Because the same situation can be perceived in 10 or 20 or a million different ways.
Definitely a million different ways, because whatever experiences we have, we filter through our subconscious mind all the
Yes.
experiences we've had in the past, the things that keep us stuck. But we also filter it through our whole central nervous system, and our perceptions are going to be different than if you show 10 people the same thing. They're not going to see exactly the same thing. We've come to believe that there's one reality. That's only true for each individual. You may have your own
Yes.
one reality, but there's not just one reality. So that's very cool. How do you then move forward and guide others to adopt a new mindset?
Well, that's related to your previous question as well. It's the way I change both my communication and my mindset is by bringing awareness. Okay, what is the effect of this on me? What effect could it have on others? And the main question I ask myself in uncomfortable situations, that's to me the first step to everything is this really what I want? That's the question I ask myself, and I use it with my clients and friends and everybody around me as well. Is this really what you want? Because if it's not, then you have an option. If it is, cool, keep going. You would not question it. But if it's not what you want, then you can start asking yourself, okay, what would it look like if it were different? And imagine new stories. And as we keep telling ourselves the stories of our life, I came up with the story of depression only years after I went through it because I realized this is what people call this kind of experiences I went through. But basically, I didn't have this story. Now I have it. I'm detached from it. And it's cool. It's how I guide people to do it. Okay, be aware of the story. Ask yourself if this is really what you want. Ask yourself then, okay, what do I want to test? If it's not what I want, what do I want to test that is different from that? And then take a first step to it. And the mindset will naturally transform itself just by thinking, okay, what I am sure about is this that I feel uncomfortable with. I'm not tolerating it. I'm not taking it in my life again. So everything that happens from now on that could take me back there, I'm going to look at it. So it takes a lot of observation because you need to be careful and ask yourself all the time, okay, is this really what I want? Is this related to that situation I decided to let go of and go away from? And then, okay, what step, what action, what can I do to at least not reproduce the same situation? And another great question to change that mindset is to take responsibility. And what I did to help me do that was take any situation I went through, I hated, I was uncomfortable with, and ask myself, what was the first time in the whole situation, the first moment when I made or I didn't make a decision that allowed the situation to take place? Because it's just to me, many decisions, one after another, that we make that end up creating a big situation. And when I get back to the first decision, I can say, okay, if the root is there, this is the only tiny thing I have to change. Just for example, say no to any toxic relationship. In my case, it was okay. The first time it happened, I allowed this to happen and I shouldn't have. And then, the mindset just changes by itself because it's just being aware of that we don't want anymore and doing anything it takes to get away from it. Only then, later, maybe the mindset can become positive and we can start exploring new areas for pleasure because we are now confident, right?
Right,
So
right.
when you don't have the confidence, you need to build it by going away from the things you hate one step at a time. And then when you have the confidence and you know you become your own safety net, you can say, okay, now I want to try this. It's new, it's unknown, it's frightening, but it's exciting because I know whatever happens, I got this.
That's right. That's right. So you learn to recognize the signals that happened the first time. And if you see that scenario beginning to unfold, you could just walk away from it. You don't have to repeat it again. And it reminds me of There's a mindset. There's a way of being. I don't remember what they call it, but it goes back to psychologists who were saying that the primitive brain that stores up trauma and fear is incapable of distinguishing whether something happened 25 years ago or if it's happening right now. If the feelings come up or if something triggers you to go back there, the primitive brain releases that fight or flight. And unless you learn some Jedi mind tricks to make your brain go away from there by realizing, okay, this isn't happening now. This happened 25 years ago, so I don't need to be afraid of it. I don't need to act in fear anymore. So that's where I think a lot of that is coming from. Let me take you back for just a moment and ask you, who are the type of clients who come to you? Business people, people looking for better relationships, all of those things. Tell me who your ideal clients are and who you really enjoy working with.
Well, there are two types of clients I love working with, and generally speaking, I find them in the under the wellness tag. These are people who care for others, and they usually come to me either because they want more confidence about something or because they want more clarity. These are the two main, I would call them issues, but pain points, whatever way we put that, but the two main motivation to someone when they talk to me is generally it's okay, I want to, oh, I had that client a few years ago who wanted to talk to their ex-boyfriend because they needed clarity over something. So it's kind of related to clarity as well, but they didn't have the confidence to bring up the conversation. And so they told me about that, we talked about it, and they were able to have the conversation without fear, without anything. You know, it was just okay, I need this clarity, I'm going for that. It was full confidence. There was no nothing uncomfortable involved except maybe taking the first step. And I love working with these people because then they end up with full confidence. And the other people I work with are those who need or want clarity. What can I say? How can I say it? Who could I say it to? Does this, and that's the one I see most of the time, does my current message or the way I communicate now reflect the intention I have for others? That's a very interesting one I get all the time. So it can be just, oh, can you read my email and make sure it's okay, it's cool, and it means what I mean. The intention is the same. It can be, okay, I'm not sure about my LinkedIn profile. I'm not sure what I'm going to tell that client. Or the amazing aspect of this is also with unsatisfied clients. You know, I see a lot of rejection and I hate it because I was on both sides. I was both the unsatisfied client and the one picking up the phone in the call center. So I know really well about customer relationship. And I love working with people who care for others, just for that, because it's everywhere. That there is nothing happening outside of humankind when it comes to mindset and reality and money and business, because you don't make business with animals, or maybe they are the product, you know, or you don't make business with AI yet. I mean, I don't know any AI who would pay me those days. They wouldn't. So it's from humans to humans. So people who care about others, I think, have the power to change the world because those who don't care about others just create more rejection and tension.
Right.
Yes.
And sometimes they don't even do that intentionally, but they've been rejected, so they just reject others because pain
Yes.
makes new pain. You know, it's amazing how quickly this time has gone by. Is there anything else you'd like to bring up pretty quickly that I haven't asked?
I don't think so. I think your questions were really great. Oh yes, see, yes, there is this. Life is meant to be fun. I want to send this reminder to the world because I know we see a lot of work hard, push harder all the time. And it's really cool to own your life, master your life, be able to go through pain and effort. I just want to send a reminder that with everything we have those days, life isn't meant to revolve around survival only. So I invite anybody who listens to this to have more fun in their life.
Very good. That's some great advice. And if you would, please tell our audience the number one best way to get in touch with you if they'd like to explore how they can work with you.
I think LinkedIn is the best way to get in touch with me because I have tons of content out there. So if I reply in more than 5 minutes, you won't get bored. You can still hop on my profile, read it, read my story, read my content, and it will create, I think, a bond between us, a bond between people. That's what I look for. So LinkedIn is the best way, I
Do they
think.
just look you up by name on LinkedIn? Is that it?
Yes, and I think you have the link in the description of the
Yes, we will put the link in the show notes. But yes,
Okay.
so look up Florian Martinon on LinkedIn, and that would be the best way to reach him. Thanks for being with us today. And to our listeners, tune in every Wednesday for the Home Business Success Show here on bizradio.us. Remember, you can achieve success, freedom, and independence in your own home business. I've done it, Florian has done it, and you can too. See you again next Wednesday here on bizradio.us. This is Hank Eater wishing all of you a fabulous day of home business success.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.